Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton. I'm thrilled today because with us we have Yanaya Gray, who is the founding director of the Living Chalice School of New Earth Temple Arts for a Divine New Humanity. Her passion for personal and planetary awakening has led her to over 33 years of facilitating experiential teachings in conscious evolution and transformational temple arts throughout the world. She is Akashic Intuitive Spiritual Life Coach and guide for Embodied Divinity. She's also the author of The Grail Rider, and she presently resides at serving an international clientele in Mount Shasta, California. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's wonderful to be here, Vicki.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about how you entered into this world of wonderful spirituality that you share with everyone and really bring their soul to a wonderful place in their life.
Yeah, it started very early on for me, and I share a little bit about this in the memoir that around 10 years old, I had an entire year as a little girl of not being able to sleep through the night because I was getting barraged by images of earth catastrophe, from tsunamis to earthquakes to even nuclear mushroom bombs. And of course, as a young child, this is so unsettling. But it really triggered that part inside of me that my life really needs to be devoted to being the change that I was seeking to be in the world. And interestingly enough, that's when my mother put me in my first transformational spiritual seminar. And I got some of my first distinctions in creating my own reality as a young child, and really ran with my mission and passion from that time on. And it really hasn't stopped. So, you know, I have a foundation that in Buddhism and yoga and meditation. In many ways, my life has been in service to the planet for as long as I can remember.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So tell us a little bit about how the book came about. You've been doing all of this wonderful work, you know, globally, helping people again with very spiritual involvement. How did the book come about? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I had been studying and engaging in an array of wisdom cultures and spiritual arts, as I said, for many, many years. And I was residing in San Francisco. And things were starting to heat up on a planetary level. And I partook in a shamanic journey with 11 other people who I was residing in a community with. And in that ceremony, it hit me like a lightning rod, where I was kind of brought into a higher or alternative dimension and met with what I call my spiritual family of light. They were very clear in illuminating to me that the change and the shift in consciousness that I wanted to see on this planet on behalf of myself and generations to come was an inside job. And this inside job really required a balancing of the masculine and the feminine within, upgrade in who and what we know ourselves to be as people who are here to serve each other and humanity, and brought me into a real initiation into what's called the inner marriage or the rite of heterogamos, which is a Gnostic rite. It's spoken about in many, many spiritual traditions throughout the world, this internal wedding with the divine source within. And it's really through that inner alchemical journey or even hero's journey that we can truly graduate into serving outside of ourselves, our family, community, and world. So it was really pivoted or catalyzed during the shamanic journey in 2003.
Wow, that's so beautiful. So tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, most people who see the book thus far, they say, wow, that's a big book. But they finish it in like 5 days. And the reason that happens is because after that shamanic journey, I was literally called to what's called the Dragon Ley Lines or the Magdalene Michael Ley Lines of France and Glastonbury, Spain and Greece to really walk and travel like a pilgrimage through the footsteps of the pilgrims that have walked before me, who are in some ways tracing the footsteps of the Magdalene wisdom that was encoded. It's very much encoded and alive in these lands. These lands are known to be the Grail lands of Europe. There's many, many different lores and mythologies that the family of Christ left clues for pilgrims to come to discover the source of the beloved within. So I was set off on a journey without any roadmap. And my guide was whom I now refer to the overriding intelligence of Gaia Sophia. And what I realize is she has been my guide since childhood. I have a very strong connection to this divine feminine wisdom intelligence. One thing led to another. It was a very synchronistic pilgrimage where I could say I even met my soulmate and we visited many of the sacred sites and much was revealed and much was transformed during that pilgrimage. And this is a memoir that really conveys what those 3 months of accelerated soul growth was about and really becomes an alchemical treasure chest into breaking down the falsities of self and birthing more of that authentic core Christic essence within.
So that it's a very personal exploration of you and your soul journey. And also, I know that there's so much people can learn for their journey through reading the book. So tell us a little bit about what your intent is for readers who experience the book to take away.
Thank you so much for that question, because it was always in the beginning written and intended for other pilgrims and seekers of divine truth to have somewhat of a roadmap in front of them, really with the intention to make their journey a little lighter along the way, to enlighten them along the way, to potentially bring them through the journey along with me where they can cleanse their bloodline, where they can release perhaps some of the ancestral conditioning that we come into this world with, where they can create relationships with these spiritual icons that really present themselves like friends along the way. So taking some of the stigma out of the spiritual pantheon of helpers that some of us are familiar with and introduce them truly as friends and helpers to guide and support us on our own hero or heroine's journey. So I call the Grail Rider kind of an offering of love, and may it in its highest contribution serve my readers to make their journey a little lighter, even enjoyable and humorous. Because when we say yes to the journey, carry us along with a levity and a grace and even a divine humor along the way.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So for people that are maybe just embarking upon this spiritual journey of this nature, something that's really very deep, tell us a few tips that you would give them to start out with.
Our bravery is so rewarded. I mean, that's what I find at this juncture of my continued spiritual soul growth, because it's never ending. But, you know, it's like when we brave the wilderness is really where the magic happens, and we meet companions of destiny and helpers along the way. Our soul grows exponentially when we dare to kind of live and walk beyond our comfort zone and our edges. And so I just want to encourage people who are starting off to value courage and value bravery, to take risks and step out of maybe their ordinary world into an extraordinary world, because the universe is so intelligent. It's been meeting us in those places when we step out of our comfort zone and meeting us with an incredible grace, which for me has provided so much deep meaning on this life journey. Meaning and authentic connection, and truly reminding us that we can write ourselves as the greatest hero and heroine in our life story. I really truly believe that's one of the most fundamental purposes of life, is to script our greater than imagined life journey and to consciously write ourselves in. This story was written for beginners as well as advanced initiates. There's many levels that we can receive this story. That's my greatest hope, that it translates for, you know, a wide range of people who read the book.
That's wonderful. So if you're working with people and they have some challenges that come up, what are the most consistent challenges that you would see that people have that you help them with?
I wrote in the beginning, in the intro, some tips for your grail ride. Undoubtedly, things will come up. There may be some triggers. My experience with triggers are golden opportunities. They're like mirrors or windows to see inside ourselves where we are being invited to open or bring greater unconditional love and compassion into our journey. And truly, if there was any takeaway for me on this journey, the takeaway was to prioritize meeting the most intense challenges in my life with the utmost love and compassion of a mother tending to her most precious child. And we're all being invited to meet ourselves with the most amount of embrace and love and compassion, particularly in those moments of immense vulnerability or trigger or challenge. So much of the training in transformation is how we respond to ourselves as the most loving parent in the most challenging times. My work as an Akashic clairvoyant is almost like a spiritual midwife. So I kind of tenderly and safely hold people from one place of their life and to graduate into standing in maybe a more expanded embodiment of who they are as a conscious being. And in the book, I'm giving tools the entire journey. I am giving distinctions in consciousness where we can hold ourselves throughout the journey. As I go through it, the reader may also go through it, but I'm offering tools along the way. My responses to those challenges, I hope, will also model kind of an inner dignity, you know, and that we can, no matter what happens, which I do go through some challenges and betrayal, but I always wanted to model going through this with a dignity and a resilience and a core strength, that we can meet everything with that dignity.
That is so beautiful. And your book, I think it's so timely right now. A lot of us feel that we're living perhaps in a world of contraction rather than expansion. Can you give any tips for that? Because our circumstances around us are somewhat more contracting than normal.
I have so much compassion for the human journey right now. We have never traversed what we are being called to traverse in the terrain of life. Perhaps our ancestors went through wars, and in a way, we are going through something of that level of intensity, because it's requiring us to flex muscles that are completely new. And perhaps that's why this book is coming out at this time, because the more we know ourselves, the more we can align with our truth and essence and authentic self, the more we are really equipped to adapt with the changes that we're being asked to make on a daily level that are so accelerated. And so it really begins by creating a foundation within our own being that we feel resourced and equipped to adapt to such excessive change. One of my favorite mantras that was given to me through my mentors was the journey of the divine human, the journey of consciousness that is happening, like a collective awakening is happening on the planet. It is really a journey from closed to open. So when we can meet things that may even be scary or terrifying or new and flex that muscle of, you know, I'm going to take a deep breath and I'm going to ground and I'm actually going to open instead of close and constrict. I'm actually going to open to this moment and trust that this moment is meeting me because somewhere within me, I am deeply resourced to meet it back. And not only meet it back, but meet it back with gratitude and love, which may be a very opposite response to fear. But as a spiritual initiate, this is the work. The work is to meet that which would ordinarily contract us and be centered enough within ourselves to open and trust that what we are being given is absolutely there to expand and grow us, to even evolve us into the next version of who and what we know ourselves to be.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So you're doing so much wonderful work within the world, both with the work that you're doing with your clients globally, as well as the book, which is amazing. So tell us a little bit about, if you were to look at everything that you're embodying now and all that you're sharing, and you were to look at that almost like a legacy, what would that look like for you?
Oh my goodness. Life is a gift. The shadow is as much of a gift as the light, and that we are really here to create something brand new by embracing the shadow and the light, that we, our purpose as humans is to be likened to the creator and to use everything that life gives us to create something of beauty that enlivens and blesses the world. And if I were to create a legacy, it would be a track that people can run on to use everything in their life to beautify this world, this planet that gives so much ongoingly to us, and to create something for generations to come that is something of beauty that they can also take and elaborate and grow with and just expand the beauty. And I know that sounds maybe so vast, but really we're given that opportunity when we're pouring tea. We're given that opportunity when we're at the gas station and we smile to a stranger. We're given that opportunity when we open a door for someone else, or, you know, when we pick up a little trash that's not ours. We're always being given this opportunity to create more and more beauty and to make something of art out of our lives for all to enjoy and benefit from. In many ways, that's my legacy imprint, is use everything to bless everyone.
That is so wonderful. And time with you has just flown by. I know that we can find the book, The Grail Writer, on Amazon and other book dealers. But if people wanted to connect with you, is there a place that they can do that?
Yes, I would love people to come and visit me at inayaray.love. I'm going to spell it because it's a tricky spelling. It's inayaray.love, L-O-V-E. I have many offerings and online trainings. I facilitate retreats globally. I offer ceremony and lots of wonderful ways to gather and to connect and to share our soul gifts, because when two or more are gathered, there's so much possible for each other and for the world that we can create together.
That is so beautiful. So everyone, be sure to get Anaya's book, The Grail Writer. And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's M-Y-B-O-O-K, M-Y-B-I-Z.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much, Vicki.
Thank you. It was lovely.